Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Dallas police say the shooter in the ambush attack last week that left five officers dead and seven wounded was planning more attacks. Police Chief David Brown tells CNN's State of the Union they found a journal in gunman Micah Xavier Johnson's home that included lots of rambling. And he says Johnson left a cryptic message on his way up to a parking garage where he continued his rampage.
At the scene where he was killed, there was he wrote some lettering in blood on the walls, which leads us to believe he was wounded on the way up the stairwell.
Brown says they don't know what those letters stand for.
We're convinced that the military style was a plan and that he had practiced this, and the military training he received did influence how he planned to do it.
President Obama plans to speak at an interfaith memorial in Dallas on Tuesday. And arrests at protests in Louisiana and Minnesota overnight. In St. Paul, more than 100 people were arrested, about 20 police officers hurt in what authorities are calling a riot. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson reports it follows a gathering Saturday to protest the shooting death of Philando Castile by police in a nearby suburb.
Demonstrators had been gathering in front of the Minnesota governor's mansion for 3 days in the wake of the Castile shooting. Then hundreds of protesters marched to nearby Interstate 94 and onto the traffic lanes. They blocked the Twin Cities' main east-west freeway for more than 4 hours and hurled rocks, bottles, and fireworks. 21 officers were hurt, although none seriously. St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman decried the violence.
This is not about grief. This is not about protest. This is about rioting. This is about violence.
Police say people were arrested on charges of rioting, unlawful assembly, and public nuisance. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
Egypt's foreign minister is on a rare visit to Israel today, the first by an Egyptian foreign minister in a decade. And here's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry stood before cameras with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and delivered a stern message. He said the status quo for Palestinians and Israelis is unacceptable and unsustainable. And he repeated the Egyptian president's recent offer to help restart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. But the foreign minister's visit also reflects Egypt's warmer relations with Israel, even though there's high public opposition to Israel among the Egyptian public. Israel has peace treaties with only two Arab countries, Egypt and Jordan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said those peace treaties are the cornerstone of a broader regional peace Israel hopes to achieve. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Portugal has won the 2016 European Soccer Championship, beating host France 1-0 in extra time. That's despite captain Cristiano Ronaldo being sidelined by a first-half injury. This is NPR News. A prominent government critic has been shot and killed in Cambodia. Michael Sullivan reports the killing comes amid growing tension between the governing party and the opposition.
Tom Lee was shot repeatedly in broad daylight at a gas station in the capital, Phnom Penh. Police say the killing was the result of a personal dispute over an unpaid loan and that the shooter is now in custody. Tom Lee was an outspoken critic of Prime Minister Hun Sen and his government, whose decades-long grip on power is being challenged by the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party ahead of elections next year. One of Tom Lee's most recent commentaries concerned a report last week by the London-based group Global Witness that accused the Prime Minister and his family of keeping themselves in power through rampant corruption. A government spokesman has dismissed those allegations as propaganda. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.
Gas prices are falling. The Lundberg survey shows the price of a gallon of gas on average dropped 7 cents over the past 2 weeks. It's now $2.29 a gallon for regular, and that's 54 cents less than a year ago.
This is because crude oil prices have edged down somewhat in the past 3 weeks, but mostly there is more than enough gasoline supply in the U.S.
As oil analyst Trilby Lundberg, she says the lowest prices in Charleston, South Carolina at $1.91 a gallon, the highest in the Bay Area at $2.90 a gallon. Andy Murray has won his second Wimbledon title, beating Milos Raonic 6-4, 7-6, 7-6. 3 years ago, Murray became the first British man since 1936 to win the singles title. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.